I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff in Practice series. A woman recently called up with a not too uncommon question that she unfortunately got a terrible cut. She had to go to the doctor and she had to get stitches. She was calling and she wanted to know whether those stitches would pose a problem for her ability to go to the mikveh. As I'm sure everyone is aware, a woman, when she goes to the mikveh, can't have any chatzitzos. She can't have anything that separates the water from touching her body. And therefore, this woman wanted to know whether the place of these stitches, would these stitches be a separation, would these stitches be a chatzitza that would hinder her ability to go to the mikveh. Now, there's a Gemara a bunch of places, in the beginning of Erev, in the beginning of Sukkah, the end of Nida, that makes a distinction between two different types of chatzitzas. There's a chatzitza that you're makbid, you care about that separation, and there are chatzitzas that are eino makbid, you don't care about it. Now, a common example of a chatzitza that you don't care about is when it comes to tvilas kelim. In fact, the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf tesvav, talks about tvilas kelim. When you're tovel, the Gemara in our sugya is talking about when you're tovel glass vessels. Many times someone could get a pitcher, someone could get a plate, then afterwards they realize that there's a sticker that they forgot to remove. So many poskim will say that if you didn't notice it, and you don't care about it, that's considered eino makbid, you don't care, and therefore that sticker is not a chatzitza. Now it happens to be that when it comes to a woman, Anida, who goes to the mikveh, the Rama writes at the beginning of Yeridah, Simen Kuf Tzadiches, Sif Aleph, that our practice is that a woman should try to remove all chatzitzas, even if she typically doesn't care about it, even if it would be categorized as eino makbid, and me'ikar adin, it's not a chatzitza, still, it's recommended that she remove it. Therefore, when it comes to these stitches, the post can make a distinction. They say that if they're removable stitches, if the stitches that a woman has, she has to go back to a doctor in order to remove them, it's certainly going to be a chatzitza. She cares about it. She doesn't want them to be there. And she's going to have to remove them. And therefore, it would typically be understood to be a chatzitza, and she wouldn't be able to go to the mikveh when she has those stitches. But if they're dissolvable stitches, many poskim will be lenient and allow a woman to go to the mikveh even though she has these stitches. And there are multiple reasons. Some of them are pretty nuanced about why the poskim would say they're okay. It's okay. But one of the sources that many of the poskim refer to is interestingly a Rashi and today's Daf Shabbos Daf Tesvav. The Gemara is discussing Tevilas Kelim as we referenced earlier. And the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah that discusses different types of chatzitzos that could be on a glass vessel. And the Mishnah gives examples. The Mishnah talks about Zephes and Mor. And Rashi explains, why is the Mishnah talking about these interesting cases of different types of dirt that could be on this glass vessel? Why didn't the Mishnah just talk about regular dirt? Regular mud that got stuck onto a kli? And Rashi explains, because mud falls off by itself. It's nofel me'elav. And since it's nofel me'elav, since it's going to fall off by itself, that's categorized as eino makpid. You don't care about that. Therefore, the Mishnah has to talk about different examples of more sticky things that are going to last longer. Therefore, many poskim say that when it comes to dissolvable stitches, they could be categorized, as Rashi says, nofel me'elav. They fall off by themselves. And anything that falls off by themselves is called eino makbid. And therefore, these dissolvable stitches, since they don't require human action to remove them, they'll fall off by themselves. They'll dissolve by themselves. That's called eino makbid. And it's not going to be a chatzitza. And a woman could go to the mikveh even when she has those stitches.